Okay, we're back. First off, any questions, comments, or observations about the first things we talked about? Now, we talked about, first and foremost, who do you listen to? And I suggested that of the thousands of books you could read on similar subjects to this, you really can't read those books or listen to those people because these people don't know the information, and the evidence is that they don't know it, is that just look at their own life. They haven't achieved what they're teaching. When it comes to making money, the people that are reading books on how to make money don't have any money, they haven't made any money, and the only money that they've made is by selling books on how to get rich. So they haven't done anything in real life. It's all theory. The super wealthy that write books, quote, don't write the books, don't even know what's in the books, and if they did, they're not going to share with you the true information anyway because they have a basic belief that this information should not be shared to the general public, and they don't want to do that because they don't want the competition. So who do you listen to? I would suggest the information you're going to get this weekend is valuable. Why? Because it's not coming from me, an individual guru. It's coming from the collective amount of information from the secret societies. And we have here as members, 33 members of the Freemasons. We have members of Skull and Bones that have come forward. First time ever in history that members of these secret societies have come forth. Obviously, they're not making themselves known to the public, but the first time these people have ever come forward and releasing this information and sharing this information, and they're backing me up on releasing this information. Myself and the Brotherhood and some of the other secret societies, the Illuminati and so forth, we have members now part of this group that are taking this information and sharing it with you. So this information, I think, is the purest information you'll get on this subject and how to make money tomorrow. How do you know? Look at the evidence. And obviously those here can see the evidence, but this information obviously works. It has worked better and faster, has the longest track record, most amount of history, but most importantly, the evidence is real. You can see it. It's not myth. It's not fantasy. So who do you listen to? Talked about the teachability index. How teachable are you? What is your willingness to learn on a scale of 1 to 10? And what is your willingness to accept change? So anything on those two basic points? Question. Yes. Question was about other books written. And question was specifically about some of the great books out there that give stories that maybe the person who wrote the book isn't super wealthy. They don't claim to be, but they claim to be a teacher. And are those books good? Because those people maybe don't have the desire to become billionaires. Therefore, if they don't have that desire, there's nothing wrong with that. But can't we listen to what they're saying because that information sounds really, really good? That's a very good question. And here's the answer. When you read books, and I'll give you one book, The Celestine Prophecy, and you read books like that, these books tell stories that never happened. Isn't that true? These books give you a myth. They are a book that is a fable. It is a story about a non-existent person in a non-existent place where non-existent things happen. These are not biographies. These are not autobiographies. These are made-up stories, and there's no secret that they're made up. The authors have some convoluted, whacked out theory of how success works, how the physical universe works, how Earth works, how the universe works, how energy works, how success works, how happiness works, how manifesting dreams and desires work. They have this theory of how these things work. And it is a theory. And in order to prove their theory, they haven't done it themselves. So what they say is, I don't want. I have no desire. So don't look at me. I have all the desires of my life. And that's maybe true. Maybe they do have all the desires of their life, which is fine. They all have very small desires, though. They all have small dreams, which I think is a little bit interesting. Sometimes there's something called justification. I don't want a big house. I like my small house. I don't want a new car. I like my 15-year-old car. Sometimes we justify that we don't want something when in fact it's because we believe we can't get it. So these people have these ideas about how this stuff works. And in order to teach it, they have to make up a story about a person and how this person goes through their made-up life and how things happen in their made-up life, which prove this person's theory is true. And we read this book and maybe it's really, really well written and we like the book and it's a great book and we enjoy it. The problem is it never happened. The story you're reading about is made up. And again, it's no secret it's made up. They're not trying to, you know, convince you that it's real. It's a fable. It's a myth. It's a made up story. They say, well, I'm using this as an example. It can't be an example because it had never happened. If their theory of how things happen are true, why do they have to make up a story? Why can't they just point to a real person and share with you a real person's story and give a real life example of that happening? The answer is because there isn't a real person